You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
With me today is the Student Liaison Officer and Lead Instructor of the NTA Australia, Leanne Scott. Good day, Leanne.
Hi, thanks for inviting me.
Thanks for your time. In a recent research, it was discovered that 25% of Australians are unhappy with their current employment or jobs, and 70% are wanting to pursue a different career. That's a big number.
Huge. We were really surprised. We ran this study to better understand our demographic. We really wanted to understand why Australians were they dissatisfied in their jobs? Were they looking at a career change, or what was driving them to inquire about our program? And those numbers were surprising, but also another number that was surprising is that 46% of our Gen Ys, which is that 20 to 34-year-old range, 46% of them are already looking at career changes.
Why is that? Is it because we weren't sure what we wanted when we were younger, or was it because there just has been a change in interests as we grow older?
Well, you know, some of the reasons that were cited in the study as to why people were looking at job changes were, some of the obvious ones, not feeling like they were being paid enough. Sometimes office politics, or unhappy with the way businesses were being run. But probably the overall, what we were seeing more than anything was people wanting to find careers that were meaningful to them, that allowed them to feel like they were doing meaningful work, that also kind of ignited their own passion, so that it was more than just a 9-to-5 job, but was something that they felt like they really cared about, that they were really making a contribution. One particular area that we saw big interest was in the field of health and wellness. And I think as we age, that awareness is something that just naturally occurs for people. And there's been a big movement in this area as far as interest goes.
And there's been a big shift as well in the way people think about their lives and well-beings, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Another aspect is that sort of work-life balance, wanting something that allows them to have both, and, you know, particularly when we have family.
So it's true when my grandmother once told me that do and find something that you're passionate about and you will do it the rest of your life.
Absolutely. Absolutely. One of the reasons, you know, for myself, you know, I initially came from a conventional health industry when I made the career change to become a nutritional therapist. And I did that at my late 30s. One of the considerations in my mind was, you know what, I can do this job until I'm no longer on this planet. Like, it has that work environment that I can dictate how busy or how not busy I'll be. It's not something that's incredibly taxing on the body. So finding a meaningful work that you can literally do for as long as you want to, as opposed to somebody else telling you how long you're going to do it, that's a win-win.
And you said that you did a career shift or change in your 30s. So when is the right time, and when is there such a thing as it's too late?
No. Not where we're concerned. I mean, certainly the larger percentage of students that are enrolling in our program are anywhere between 35 and, no word of a lie, we have two students right now, 72, 74.
Wow. These are the people who are, as we can say, catching on the second wind.
Well, you did this. You know, we are a predominantly aging population. And we also know that people are living longer. And we don't want to just be living longer, mediocre lives. We want to be living longer, healthier, meaningful lives. And I think that's the strong attraction.
And how can we find that? How can we know which would give us purpose and meaning?
Indeed. I think that's part of the human journey too, isn't it? Finding out first who we are and what we care about and what we think is important to us. That comes with part of our human journey, because I think very much we all start out very conditioned. Sometimes we embark on our career journeys based on what we see our parents doing or what we see as being successful in the industry means. But then as we grow as a person, we find out what really is meaningful to us. And so I think often it starts by looking within.
And for you, when was the light bulb moment, as they say?
Well, you know, I sometimes joke. I always say to my students, I think the universe set me up a little bit, because I was, as I said, I was in the conventional health field. And what happened for me was that in my mid-30s, every single person on my mother's side of the family developed an autoimmune disease within about 7 years. At the same time, I was just starting my family, and my son, my firstborn, was very ill for the first 2 years. That led to me, we weren't in any of those realms, we could not find the answer as to why this was going on. That led me to want to research, which led me down this road to where I am today. And that's a story I hear a lot now, unfortunately. You know, the development of chronic disease, the development of autoimmune conditions, we're hearing this a lot. It's autoimmune conditions have skyrocketed by 400% in the last 50 years.
It has something to do with your health and well-being, and something that you can feel from inside you, the gut feel, as they say, isn't it?
It's all about reconnecting to that, because that's a real physiological part of our body, is that innate intuition about, you know, that gut instinct.
And as you said, it's never too late to find happiness.
Never. Not according to our students.
Thank you very much for your time, Leanne Scott.
Thank you so much. And if you'd like to learn more, you can come over to our website, ntaaustralia.com.au. We've got lots of free information there.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.